on Digital Radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast, basketball and more.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
Welcome to the Sportscast, March 27th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, and also follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1, and check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. The Sweet 16 has begun in March Madness. NFL free agency is still going on, but now it's kind of slowed the downturn. And join us. This is not the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Anthony Frog, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. I appreciate you, brother. What's going on?
Anthony, tell us a little bit about yourself. You obviously on the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, but tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, man. Huge sports fan. I love my New York Jets, as of course, you know. huge Knick fan. I love my sports out of New York. So I'm ready to just talk some sports. I love all teams. I love the NFL. I love the NBA. I love Major League Baseball. So, you know, we can hit on all of that. I'm good.
And what's your association with Victor and Byron?
Yeah, man. I grew up with Victor and Byron in high school. Me and Byron, Victor's a little older than me, so he was ahead of me. But Byron was, me and Byron was in the same class. We played basketball together. I went out for the football team, but those guys were a little too big for me. So I just saved my energy for basketball, if you know what I'm saying.
And Anthony, you are among Giant fans and then in that show. How's it like to be with the only Jets fan? But also you were with a Miami Dolphins fan.
Yeah. Pamela, she held the ground. She, you know, like, I felt good. I had some AFC East company with me. I mean, they didn't really come at me hard. You know, I could take some shots from the guys, but I could handle it. It's all good.
But there were some shots going on last night, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of shots fired last night, for sure.
All right. So we're going into March Madness. Anthony, how much of March Madness have you been?
Oh, man. I've been on it a lot this year. This is the first time I've really played the bracket, so that I'm more into it this year. Yeah, that's right, the Sportscast bracket. And I mean, you know, I seen the game last night with Arizona and Arkansas, and I mean, that was a butt whooping by Arizona last night, because I had Arkansas out of that bracket, and they just, you know, destroyed them. They were like grown men out there, Arizona. They got a real good team. So
Arizona has a lot of history, but as Anthony said, last night Arizona dominated Arkansas, who also has some history in college basketball, to reach the first elite 8 in 11 years. The coach, Tommy Lloyd. Get the hurdle for Tommy Lloyd. Braden Burries had 23 points and a dominant effort and a 109-88 win over Arkansas. Fellow freshman Koa Pete added 21 points, and Ivan Karkenchkov had 15 as the top-seeded Wildcats won their 12th straight game overall to tie a school record for wins in a season and advance to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2015. Arizona will play second-seeded Purdue on Saturday night for a spot in the Final Four. But Arizona, how's it like to, you know, Arizona team that has not reached the Elite Eight in 11 years?
Yeah, this team they got here now, they're grown men. They are, you know, they have a few upperclassmen on this team. That's what makes them much stronger. I mean, they beat an Arkansas team that was really smoking at the time with, what's his name? Darius Acuff is a real good basketball player. He should be like the top 3, top 4 in the draft this year. So I'm not surprised. But this Arizona team, I want to say his name is Tiawara. He could have left last year and went to another school, took some NL money, but he didn't. He stayed. And he's a grown man out there. So I think Arizona, they got a good shot at it, Santiago, to get to that Final Four real easy.
The Elite Eight. Also, Illinois, they stormed past Houston in second half to reach the Elite Eight. David Markovich had 14 points and 10 rebounds, and third-seeded Illinois flexed its defensive muscles to eliminate last year's national runner-up for the NCAA tournament, beating Houston 65-55 in the South Region semifinals last night. Houston has history with the March Madness. They were in the last year's
finals against Florida.
Yeah, and look.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I feel bad for Calvin Sampson, man. He's a great coach, but I had Houston coming out of that bracket, and it's Purdue. It's like three maybe right now that are going from the Big Ten to the Elite Eight. Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Illinois is one of them for the Big Ten. Purdue is in there, but there's still Purdue and also Michigan.
They made it. Yeah, Michigan State.
But also regular Michigan. Michigan will.
Oh, yes, for sure.
They're going up against Alabama. So, you know, usually the Big Ten has history. They go deep in these tournaments, don't they?
Yeah. They're one of the best conferences in all of sports, even in football. I mean, you know, the Big Ten, SEC football is big time, but Big Ten basketball, football, they're just killing it, man. They have some good teams. Indiana last year won it in football, Big Ten. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if Michigan can, to me, Michigan is a good team, but I took Duke, so I got Duke and Michigan in the finals, so I don't think it's going to make it. That's just me.
Yeah, like Duke has been the favorite. Everyone's yes. playing Duke with Cam Boozer.
Yeah.
I think they're going to win it all, in my humble opinion.
I do. I really hope so, Santiago, because I have him in my bracket. I like the way Cameron Boozer's brother is playing. Caden is playing good. He's like raised his game a little bit this year, and I'm a little impressed with what I'm seeing right now. So if he can hold it up, I mean, St. John's is going to be bringing some defense. They press the ball. They don't let up, man. So we'll see what he can handle on defensive end against St. John's, because this is going to tell.
Do you remember their dad, Carlos Boozer?
Oh, without a doubt. Carlos Boozer. Hey, man, he was a good basketball player for sure, man, out of Duke. You know, him.
Played for Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. Boozer. I like Boozer.
He played for the Knicks, right?
No, he never came through our building, you know, unfortunately.
Only as a visitor.
Yeah, just as a visitor, for sure.
And of course, you got UConn versus Michigan State. Who do you have in that series?
I got UConn. I believe, I think I got Michigan to win this game, I want to say. Or
Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State in this one. So I like Izzo. Izzo is a tremendous, tremendous coach. Then you got Danny Hurley. I mean, he's a tremendous coach as well. I mean, you got two coaches, one young, one old. You got the legendary Izzo against the young, up-and-coming, feisty Dan Hurley. That's going to be a good one. So I'm going to be tuned in to that.
That should be a good game tonight. They're all late games, by the way, because last night's games were at 9:55 Eastern.
Hey, Santiago, I don't know about you. When you get to my age or in the 60s, you try to get to bed by 8 o'clock. So
that's what those games.
Yeah, man, let me tell you, man, I stayed up to watch Arkansas because I'm a big fan of Darius Acup. So I wanted to see him play last night. And he didn't disappoint, but Arizona overwhelmed him. I mean, blew him out. So it was no contest.
They got some history. Let's see what happens. Iowa also beat Nebraska, the Midwest rivalry there.
Yes. Another Big Ten team.
Spanish player Alvaro Figueres. Another three-point shot that helped Nebraska, that helped Iowa beat Nebraska. Iowa has that three-point shot situation going on there. Figueres had 16 for the Hawkeyes. Bennis Sturts at 20 points. Iowa is a juggernaut, it feels like.
Oh, yes. Iowa? Yeah, man, they got some boys that could shoot the three. They spaced the floor well. I mean, in the Big Ten, they were like just one of those teams that you didn't want to play. But they're still holding their own, man. I mean, I mean, I don't know too much of the players. I know they got two foreign players on their team that are flamethrowers.
Well, so with these foreign players, they're dominating NBA and college basketball.
Well, I'm gonna put this out there now. That is about to change. I see guys like Cooper Flagg, Con Knipple, they're coming. These are American-born players. They're great shooters. Last night, the Hornets blew out the Knicks. Knipple was, I think he had 26. You know, just he's rookie of the year. Okay, is Con Knipple,
and former Duke player.
Yes, he's outstanding ball player for the Hornets, and he's got that team going into the playoffs this year. Hopefully, we don't meet him because I'm scared that the Knicks first round got to play the Hornets. We might have some problems.
That'll be a tough series.
Yeah, I don't want to even think about that right now, Santiago. Please don't let that happen.
It's only March. Hey. What do you think about Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards? You think he'll be MVP?
Yeah, I mean, Ant don't want to take the title of he's the man of the league, but, you know, he is the man of the league. So right now I'm a big fan of Ant. I just hope his team can get it together come playoff time because, you know, it's going to be tough. So we'll see what happens with Minnesota.
Let's go NFL. Anthony, Seahawks are going to open the season in Australia, but not just in Australia, Wednesday night. To accommodate the time difference. What are your thoughts over that?
Man, I mean, this ain't the first time we had a game on Wednesday night. You know that already since the pandemic. But I don't have any problems with it. I mean, the day, it doesn't matter. Just as long as the guys play a good game and we get a good game, hey, let's strap it up and watch some football, man. It's going to be here soon. So I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Now, everyone keeps asking you, what do you think about Geno Smith joining the Jets again? Everyone keeps asking you that.
You know why? Because they're going back on the first time he was there, Santiago. All right? Geno was young. He didn't really understand the NFL, the players, or whatever. And I think he grew up tremendously after, you know, 14 years in this league, and he's still playing. I mean, it takes a lot to be in this league. I mean, I'm not happy we got him. I know he's going to push the ball down the field.
At least 10 yards, right?
At least 10 yards. I can guarantee he'll throw it past 10 yards. And he will get the ball to Garrett Wilson and Mitchell. I mean, I could see him dumping it off to Priest Hall. He's not going to think about running first. He's going to think about getting the ball down to the receivers. And that's something Justin Fields, I don't think he has that in his DNA. So Geno's going to give us a better chance at
and plus, people are also asking you about Micah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah,
give me that first interception. They've had two seasons.
Listen, if it ain't Micah Fitzpatrick, give me the first one. I'll take the Sean Wright. He'll get me one. You know what I'm saying? So one of the two is going to get me my first one. So I'm gonna be happy with that for sure. Definitely.
Well, we'll be talking about Jets towards the offseason and see what happens. NBA to explore team expansion to Seattle and Las Vegas. Seattle had a team with the Supersonics with the glove, Gary Payton.
Yes, Gary Payton.
Sean Kemp.
Yes.
What do you think about Seattle getting that team back?
Hey, that is one of the – I've never been to Seattle. I have friends that are there. And they tell me, come on out there whenever I get to the West Coast, which I haven't been yet. And why not Seattle? From what I can see from that city, they're a sports town, and why not? They had a team before. They won a championship in Seattle. Remember, the Supersonics had won a championship. So they moved that Seattle team to Oklahoma City, right? Remember, Kevin. The trick question is, what team drafted Kevin Durant?
Seattle Supersonics.
That's right. So when you see them, they're going to always think, okay, that's the Oklahoma City Thunder. And, you know, that's how I got to remember the Seattle, you know, Supersonics, because they had a team before when I was younger. They were good. You know, I could think of them before the glove. They had a good team before that when they won the championship. So, you know, Seattle's deserving of it. And then with Las Vegas getting a team, I think every team that goes in there to play, they're going to have hangovers. Like, literally have hangovers.
I mean, look at the Raiders.
Like I said, look at that team. It's terrible. I don't even think they play good over there. So they should have stayed over in the Bay Area, to tell you
we'll
the truth.
We'll see what happens with Fernando Mendoza joining Ashton Jeanty.
Yes.
And they need a receiver. I heard they're going to draft the receiver for this draft. So we'll see what happens in Las Vegas. But, hey, NBA, they need more teams. We'll see what happens in the West Coast. Joe Flacco got a one-year deal extension with the Cincinnati Bengals. But he says the teams are dumb for not signing him to start. You think he's still a starter type player?
No. He's a backup, man. But all the years of experience in him, I mean, he could probably start. I mean, that's not a knock on Flacco. I mean, why would you want to get – how old is he, about 39, 40?
He's like 41 years old, actually.
Yeah, 40-something years old. I mean, to get a team that's like – I mean, come on, man. Why not? You're a backup, man. You played already. He should go retire anyway. So
he's trying to lose for those paychecks. But yeah, he was with the Browns before that with the Ravens.
Right.
He was good with the Ravens when he played against Tom Brady back in the day. But now it's just not what it used to be. But hey, you still got Kirk Cousins out there, by the way.
Oh yeah, like I said, Kirk's gonna probably wait to the middle of the year. Somebody player gets go hurt, whatever, they're gonna call him. He's gonna be ready to go. Like he's ready to play, that guy. He don't care. He got money. He can sit back and wait. Like, you know,
he has $100 million in the bank right now.
He got more than that. He got paid, that guy. So I'm not mad at him. Not at all.
Quite something. You know, he's waiting after the draft because he doesn't want to get screwed how Atlanta
Like Atlanta did him. Like, yeah, you're going to go draft a quarterback, but you pay me a ton of money. That's what got Raheem fired down there. Like, those guys going to get fired. Like, you're making bad moves. Like,
those GMs do. Minnesota Vikings GM got fired.
Another one.
GM got fired.
Listen. Like with the Maverick GM, we knew that was coming. Like Nico Collins. Look at Nico Collins is a good guy, you know. But that move to the Lakers, you actually gave the Lakers him for nothing, and you didn't get other teams involved. That's what pissed off a lot of other teams as well. Like you didn't even call us to pick up the phone. They would have gave Dallas a ransom for him, and they took garbage to just dump them to the Lakers. That's why I call that move, it's a Laker move. You know what a Laker move is?
What is the Laker move?
The Laker move is that they're going to always have a player to keep them relevant. You follow what I'm saying? That their franchise is not going to be a franchise without a megastar. That's just the way the Lakers are.
But was Cooper Flagg worth the trade and everything?
That's another thing too. Like how did the balls bounce Dallas's way? We don't never know. But they ended up getting the first pick in the draft that year. And after that, all those other teams were tanking. Remember, like they don't want that in the NBA. And when you tank, you're gonna get less balls, or something happens. They switch it around, or you have a better chance of getting the first pick. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, there were more stringent rules like that, and
yeah,
also to win the MVP, you got to play 65 games or more.
Now, I got a problem with some of that. Like, they got to critique that a little bit. Like, all right, just say, for example, with Cade Cunningham, right? He played all the way up to 61 games. Come on, man. He gets kicked in the back, right? And he got a collapsed lung.
Yeah, which is pretty bad.
Yeah, like that's going to take about at least 3 to 4 weeks just to heal. And then now you got to start breathing again. Like that's not hard. I got hit like in the back one time like that. I was like, that's very painful. So he should be like not taken away out of the MVP conversation just because he's not playing that threshold of 65 games.
Yeah.
And I think Cade Cunningham is well deserving of that. So, you
know, well, exactly. And the person that should not be getting the MVP is Giannis for sure. So,
no, Giannis will not be getting that this year. Unfortunately, he's had a ton of injuries that, you know, through his career this last year. So, I mean, he's a good player, but I just think he's on his way out. You know, I think the New York Knicks, if they don't make it, they're going to be going after him come off season. I can guarantee that for sure. They're going to break that whole team up if they don't make it to the finals.
And this team was built to go to the NBA.
Well, you know, they got rid of Thibodeau, and I think a lot of people didn't like that move. They don't like the way the Knicks are constructed with, like, their intensity of defense is not there. Last year, I didn't think it was there with Tibbs anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, we'll see. But Mike Brown is not a bad coach anyway. So
Mike Brown has championship experience. Let's go. Yeah, other man. NFL news. Zach Wilson, former Jets number one pick, is going to the Saints. He's going to fight for that job against Spencer Rattler and Chuck. They're checking thoughts over that.
Yeah, man. I mean, Zach, I mean, for when he came to the Jets, I thought he was overrated as well when he came out of BYU. I mean, the guy only played a certain amount of starts, Santiago, when the Jets took him. I don't know why they did that, but that's what the Jets do. It wasn't my choice of a quarterback. He's too small, first off. He's short. But they thought he had a cannon of an arm, you know, like when he came out of college. And I just thought he was just overrated. Again, yeah. So, like, we'll see what happens. Well, Sam Darnold is a different breed than I would say Zach Wilson. I mean, Sam is a quarterback, built quarterback. He's bigger, you know, to me. I would take Sam Darnold before I'll take Zach Wilson. I was happy with Sam Darnold when he came out of USC.
Who knows? He can circle back like Geno Smith.
You think? I don't think so.
Maybe towards the end of his career.
Nah, it ain't going to happen.
Atlanta agrees to 1-year deal with running back Brian Robinson. Your thoughts over that?
Another bruiser. They just got rid of a bruiser, letting Algier go. And you figure Bijan is like a 3-down back there. So you just get another back like a Robinson, a bruiser, like they had in Algier. And I just think they're going to just keep the same philosophy of running. You know, he'll come in, get the pounds, and then they give it to Bijan. Bang.
Atlanta making some moves. That team's looking good with Tua.
Yeah, listen. Hey, Tua's not a bad guy, but he's just got injury problems. That's all.
He's injury prone. Buccaneers linebacker Levant David retired from the NFL after 12 seasons. I don't remember much of him. Do you?
Oh, my God. He was this guy was all over the field. Like, when you see him, I remember Brooks as their linebacker as a kid growing up. Derek Brooks. And when they got Levante David, I was like, they just kept the flow of middle linebacker going. Like, he's a great linebacker, man. His career, he should be like a Hall of Famer. I don't know, like, the way the Hall of Fame is acting. They don't put people in on a first-time ballot. So this guy's statistics is Hall of Fame material. Hands down.
Champion, first-time Pro Bowl, linebacker of the year.
Yeah, man. Some
college accolades. So, hey, you enjoy that retirement.
You heard what he wants to do for his retirement? He wants to go visit all the restaurants and eat. I heard him talk, man. I was like, this guy's cool. He's like, he said he's not coming back. He said, like, somebody call me. I don't know, but I'm going to go enjoy my restaurants and have, you know, put some weight on, he said. Like, you know, like, that's a cool way to think of retirement, I tell you.
Biggest news of the week, Frog, Seahawks, Jackson Smith, the Jibba.
Yes.
JSN agreed to a record $168.6 million extension. That's quarterback money.
Oh, without a doubt, Sandy. Oh, but you got to remember something. This guy's put up like over 2 years of over 1,500 yards in receiving. All right. So he's going to get paid, and then he gets a Super Bowl in the year up to his money year. Hey, it worked out for him. Like, he got it paid. So he did all the work to get to where he got. He's worth every penny of it. He's the highest paid receiver in football. And now all these other guys are going to be like, okay, I think I need to get a Super Bowl to get like him, because that's the only way you're going to get paid. Like, Jamar Chase got paid. He got them to the Super Bowl, but, you know, he ain't Jigger. That kid is good.
But who's next is Puka, but Puka had a scandal this past week, so he may not be getting that contract.
When you say scandal, what do you mean?
He said something. I think it was an anti-Semitic slur.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
But he's in contract negotiations. He has 1 year left of the Rams. Should that affect his contract negotiations?
Not at all. I mean, the guy is a proven big body receiver. He just comes to work on Sundays. To me, I mean, he is a receiving machine. Like he's going to get paid. He'll be the next closest to Seattle's receiver in money for
JSN.
Sure.
So JSN. Top receivers paid is JSN, then Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson at $35 million.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf for 32, Gary Wilson, AJ Brown, Amon
yes.
and Brown, Brandon Ayuk and Terry McLaurin at $29 million.
We'll see. All right, look at George Pickens on that list, right?
He's not
going to get there either. He's going to be a little mad because he's not making old Jigman money, that's for sure.
I think he's up in contract negotiations, but I don't.
Yeah,
think
they put the franchise tag on him. The Cowboys franchised him, so
he's at $27 million. So we'll see what happens there in these NFL free agency. And let's see, we have one more. Oh yeah, Chiefs new contract. Travis Kelce is structured as a 1-year, $12 million deal with another $3 million in incentives with additive years, including for cap purposes. So they're keeping him there.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Come on, they need him. They're going to try to go make a run, and they get Pat by what, week 7 maybe? You think
if Justin? I think week 3, I would say.
All right. Well, I like to say the bye weeks and all that, but with Justin Fields holding it down, maybe with that team, they can squeak out wins, maybe to hold the fort down for Patrick. And then, you know, I can see them making a run too, because I truly believe that with the running back they picked up out of Seattle, what's his name? Walker is going to help their running game out. Yes. And, you know, Patrick is Patrick and Kelce is Kelce. And you got to remember something, Rashid Rice will be back this year with that team. You know, they're going to be okay. They're going to be okay.
They'll be okay. We'll see what happens. Who will do more of the running, Kenneth Walker Justin Fields?
I would say Justin Fields, because that's his first thing when he thinks to run. So you're going to know once Patrick comes back, they're going to have plays for him anyway. You know what I'm saying? I could see Andy Reid drawing up a plays for him when Patrick comes back playing a Wildcat or something.
I mean Eric Bieniemy.
That's right. That's the new OC came back. The enemy. Back. I'm sorry.
The OG. Yes. Well, there you have it. That is our recap of the week. Froggy, we've got a few more weeks till the NFL draft.
Yes.
Do you want to see your New York Jets draft?
Really? With the second pick, Santiago, the New York Jets select David Bailey, Texas Tech. And I'm going to jump out of my chair. And then with the 16th pick in the draft,
that's right,
we got to call the Jets trade back, collect more picks, and we'll see what happens.
But then with the Jets, they got a lot of picks for next year's draft.
Yes. Yeah, we got 3 first rounders next year in the next year's draft. So we got 2 this year, 3 next year. We got a total of, in the first 4 rounds, like 7 picks next year.
They're going for the quarterback. That's for sure.
That's what they're saying, but we'll see. They don't know how to pick quarterbacks, Santiago. What's wrong with you?
Froggy, what is the best way to reach you online?
You can find me on Facebook, my YouTube channel, Uncle Funky 685. You know, that's where I'm at.
There you have it. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net. Our
for sure.
Or on X, thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting throughout the week. Sweet 16 ends up tonight. But hold on, we have kind of predictions going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, let's
Before
do that.
We
let's
leave,
do it.
Froggy, who do you have tonight? Hold on, let me pull up the schedule.
Yeah, get the schedule up for me. I don't have it in front of me.
St. John's versus Duke.
I am rolling with Duke because they're in my bracket. Of course, I picked them to go all the way, so I'm going to still roll with that team in North Carolina. One of these teams in North Carolina got to get to the finals, and it's got to be Duke. So I'm going to roll with Duke.
Number 4 Alabama versus number 1 Michigan.
I got Michigan in that bracket going to the finals to play Duke in the finals. So I'm Michigan all the way. Wolverines, go blue.
Number 3 Michigan State versus number 2 UConn.
This is where it gets tricky for me. Oh my goodness. I love both of these teams, man. I really do. I like Izzo because of the coaching, and I like Hurley because he's just feisty. He's like that type of guy. I would run through a wall for him. I'm going to go with Connecticut on this one. So I would like to see Connecticut because Big East, I'm going to roll with them on this one.
There you have it. Old school Big East. Tennessee versus number two, Iowa State.
I'm an Iowa State fan. Like I told you before, I'm a Cyclone. I like the Cyclones in football, baseball, basketball, hockey, everything. I'm a Cyclone. I'm going with them. Even if they don't make it all the way, which I had them losing to Michigan. So I think it's Michigan in that bracket with them, right? Is it
I
Michigan?
Think so.
Yeah.
I got double check.
So, yeah, because it's it'll be two Big Ten teams going to, fighting it out. So I'm all for it.
Another Big Ten team, number three, Illinois versus number nine, Iowa.
Oh, man, I like Illinois. I know Iowa got those flamethrowers, those foreign three-point shooters over there, man. They're scary, but I'm sticking with the Fighting Illini, and I'm going to go with my Illinois Chicago brothers up there for sure.
The Elite Eight, number two, Purdue versus number one, Arizona. This is going to be a big one.
That's going to be like I said, I've got Arizona, like they're grown men. Arizona's going to beat them down for sure.
They're going straight to the NBA after this.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, there you have it, Froggy. Great coming.
I appreciate you, San Diego.
We'll probably see you next week because the Friday regulars, they're going through medical leave right now.
Hey, listen, you know where I'm at. You know how to get in touch with me. I got you.
There you have it. Anyway, guys, this was your update.